Trinad Pi Sunichena Turar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata. So as I said, we're in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter number 22. Lord Chaitanya is instructing Sanatan Goswami in the process of devotional service, and we're picking up from text number 93. Without hesitation, one should take exclusive shelter of Lord Krishna with full confidence, giving up bad association and even neglecting the regulative principles of the four varnas and the four ashrams. So the four varnas are Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and four ashrams: Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. That is to say, one should abandon all material attachment. And of course, Lord Chaitanya's methodology is that whenever he makes a statement, he always corroborates it, he always backs it up by quoting from the Vedas. So this quote is from the Bhagavad Gita, the main, most important verse of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva pap ebyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. After giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duties, if you come to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter, I shall give you protection from all of life's sinful reactions. Do not fear. Purport. This is a quotation from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 66, spoken by Lord Krishna. For an explanation, refer to Madhya Lila, chapter 8, verse 63. That, of course, is from the discussion between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. Perhaps in a future class, we will tackle one of those sections in that wonderful chapter. Text number 95. Lord Krishna is very kind to his devotees. He is always very grateful and magnanimous, and he possesses all abilities. A learned man does not give up Krishna to worship anyone else. So that is a very nice statement by Lord Chaitanya. A learned man does not give up Krishna to worship anyone else. The whole gist of Bhagavad Gita is to become faithful to Krishna and to, as I pointed out, completely surrender. That is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, the verse that Lord Chaitanya quoted here, 1866. So this is a point that we should be chaste and we should exclusively surrender to Krishna. That's why the word mamekam is used. As Lord Chaitanya is explaining, a learned man does not give up Krishna to worship anyone else. Purport. An intelligent person gives up the company of those who are attached to women and bereft of Krishna consciousness. One should be free from all kinds of material attachment and should take full shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. This reminds me of what Prabhupada explains. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, is compared to Krishna's body. And of course, the 10th canto is compared to Krishna's smiling face. So here it says, one should take full shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. So Prabhupada says, cantos 1 and canto 2, that is Krishna's lotus feet. Before progressing to the higher cantos, or before progressing to higher meditation on the form of Krishna, one begins meditation on Krishna's lotus feet. We are also advised in the Shastras that when we look at the deity, we should begin looking at the deity from the deity's lotus feet, and then gradually our eyes should go upwards towards the face. So similarly, our study of Srimad Bhagavatam should start with cantos 1 and 2, or Krishna's lotus feet. So that is instructive here. Krishna is very kind to his devotees. He is always grateful, and he never forgets the service of a devotee. That's why one of Krishna's names is Achyuta. He never forgets the service of his devotee. He is also completely opulent and all-powerful. The verse by Parashara Muni, the father of Vyasadeva, Aishvarasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasa Sriya Jnana Vairagyoschaiva Shanambhaga Itingana. Yes, the definition of Bhagavan is that he has all power, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, all renunciation, and all wealth. He has all the six opulences simultaneously to an unlimited degree. Why then should one take shelter of a demigod and leave Lord Krishna's shelter? If one worships a demigod and leaves Krishna, he must be considered the lowest fool. Text number 96. Ka panditas twad aparang sharanang samiyad bhakta priyad rita gira surida kritang gyat sabandadati surido bhajato bhikaman atmana bhapyupacha pachaya nayasya. My dear Lord, you are very affectionate to your devotees. You are also a truthful and grateful friend. Where is that learned man who would give you up and surrender to someone else? You fulfill all the desires of your devotees, so much so that sometimes you even give yourself to them. Still, you neither increase nor decrease by such activity. Purport. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 48, verse 26. Text number 97. Whenever an experienced person develops real knowledge of Krishna and his transcendental qualities, he naturally gives up all other engagements and renders service to the Lord. Uddhava gives evidence concerning this. Oho bakiyang stanakalakutam jigang sayapayayad up yasadvi lebe giting dat yuchitang tatonyam kangva dayalum sharanang vrajima. Oh, how wonderful it is! Putana, the sister of Bakasur, wanted to kill Krishna by smearing deadly poison on her breasts and having Krishna take it. Nonetheless, Lord Krishna accepted her as his mother, and thus she attained the destination befitting Krishna's mother. Of whom should I take shelter but Krishna, who is most merciful? Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, verse 23. So, this reference is the conversation that Uddhava had with Vidura. And that you can read. It's very nice chapters where Uddhava and Vidura are talking about Krishna, and Uddhava remembers all about Krishna's Leela. Text 99. There are two kinds of devotees. Those who are fully satiated and free from all material desires, and those who are fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord. Their qualities are one and the same. But those who are fully surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet are qualified with another transcendental quality, Atma Samarpana, full surrender without reservation. Text 100. Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam Rakshasyatiti Vishvaso Goptritve Varanang Tata Atma Nikshepa Karpanye Shad Vidha Sharanagati. So this statement by Lord Chaitanya is a very, very major or important shloka. As the last line said, Shad Vidha Sharanagati. So Sharanagati means the process of surrender. The theme today is all about surrender. So this verse is a scientific analysis of what it means to be surrendered to Krishna. We hear in the Krishna consciousness movement all about surrender. But here we see what is the scientific definition of how to be surrendered. So let's look at, in fact, let's look at the synonyms, and then we'll go to the purport and translation. Because this is a major verse. So the first word, anukulyasya, of anything that assists devotional service to the Lord. Sankalpa, acceptance. Pratikulyasya, of anything that hinders devotional service. Varjanam, complete rejection. Rakshishyati, he will protect, he meaning the Lord. Iti, thus. Vishvasa, strong conviction. Goptritve, in being the guardian, like the father or husband, master or maintainer. Varanam, acceptance. Tata, as well as. Atma Nikshepa, full self-surrender, Karpanye, and humility. Shatvidha, sixfold, Sharana Agati, process of surrender. Let's look at the translation. The six divisions of surrender are the acceptance of those things favorable to devotional service. That's number one. Number two, the rejection of unfavorable things. Number three, the conviction that Krishna will give protection. Number four, the acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian or master. Number five, full self-surrender. And number six, humility. And notice, humility shows up again. And as Lord Chaitanya advises us to wear around our neck for constant remembrance that third Shikshastakam prayer, Trinadapi Sunichena Turar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So humility is vital for our spiritual life. Let's look at Prabhupada's purport to this most essential verse. One who is fully surrendered is qualified with the six following characteristics. In other words, this Krishna consciousness, the way Prabhupada has taught us, is a science. It's not hocus pocus. It's not simply a sentimental. But you can actually see and you can actually determine scientifically who is surrendered. Here is the checklist. Number one, the devotee has to accept everything that is favorable for the rendering of transcendental loving service to the Lord. Number two, he or she must reject everything unfavorable to the Lord's service. This is also called renunciation. Number three, a devotee must be firmly convinced that Krishna will give one protection. No one else can actually give one protection. And being firmly convinced of this is called faith. This kind of faith is different from the faith of an impersonalist who wants to merge into the Brahman effulgence in order to benefit by cessation of repeated birth and death. A devotee wants to remain always in the Lord's service. In this way, Krishna is merciful to his devotee and gives him or her all protection from the dangers found on the path of devotional service. Number four, the devotee should accept Krishna as one's supreme maintainer and master. He or she should not think that one is being protected by a demigod. He or she should depend only on Krishna, considering him the only protector. In this connection, we are reminded of the prayers by the gopis the night of the Rasa dance, and the prayers of the Brahmin's wives the day that Krishna sent the cowherd boys out for begging, and the Brahmin's wives came to see Krishna with baskets of food, and they did not want to return to their husbands. And they also mentioned that they knew that Krishna gives protection to his devotees. So the Brahmin's wives did not want to return. They wanted to stay there with Krishna as their only protector and maintainer. The devotee must be firmly convinced that within the three worlds, he or she has no protector or maintainer other than Krishna. Number five, self-surrender means remembering that one's activities and desires are not independent. The devotee is completely dependent on Krishna, and he or she acts and thinks as Krishna desires. Number six, the devotee is meek and humble. The purport continues. Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse 15, Sarvasya chahang hridi sannivishto mitak smitir jnanam apohanang cha vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo vedanta krid veda vid eva chaham. Krishna says, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Situated in everyone's heart, Krishna deals differently according to the living entity's position. The living entity's position is to be under the protection of the illusory energy or under Krishna's personal protection. So I was speaking about this on Sunday. This is the meaning of the marginal position. We as Jiva Tattva, we are the marginal energy of Krishna. Here, Prabhupada is explaining what I was trying to explain on Sunday. This is the exact meaning. Right here it says, the living entity's position is to be under the protection of the illusory energy or under Krishna's personal protection. Let us continue. When a living entity is fully surrendered, he is under the direct protection of Krishna, and Krishna gives him or her all intelligence by which he or she can advance in spiritual realization. The non-devotee, however, being under the protection of the illusory energy, increasingly forgets his or her relationship with Krishna. Sometimes it is asked how Krishna causes one to forget. Krishna personally causes his devotee to forget material activities, and through the agency of Maya, Krishna causes the non-devotee to forget his or her devotional service to the Lord. This is called apohana. So this purport here, Prabhupada's speaking in this purport, this verse and purport is very essential and fundamental. This answers a host of questions. Let us continue with text number 101. Lord Chaitanya is continuing to quote from the scriptures. Tavasma smiti vadan vacha tataiva manasa vidan tatstanam asritas tanva modate sharanagata. So again, that word sharanagata or full surrender appears. One whose body is fully surrendered takes shelter at the holy place where Krishna had his pastimes, and he prays to the Lord, "My Lord, I am yours." Understanding this within one's mind, he or she enjoys spiritual bliss. The last two verses appear in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. So these two verses that we just studied, that's where they're from. Text 102. When a devotee thus fully surrenders unto Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna accepts him or her as one of his confidential associates. So we should let that sink in and try to appreciate what Lord Chaitanya has just said. That when you fully surrender, Krishna accepts you as one of his confidential associates. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. This is the beauty of bhakti, of devotional service. Bhakti is a two-way street, not one way. You surrender to Krishna, and as a result, he accepts you as one of his confidential associates. Anyone who can understand and feel this statement of Lord Chaitanya, then you will want to immediately surrender to Krishna. Now we have another quote. Martyo yada tyakta samasta karma Niveditatma vichikirshito me tadamritatvam pratipadyamano mayatma bhuyaya chakalpate vai. The living entity who is subjected to birth and death attains immortality when he or she gives up all material activities, dedicates his or her life to the execution of my order, and acts according to my directions. In this way, one becomes fit to enjoy the spiritual bliss derived from exchanging loving mellows with me. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 29, Verse 34. Krishna was advising his most confidential servant, Uddhava, about Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. So, these three things here, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, Lord Chaitanya says that this is the only thing the Vedas are teaching. All the Vedas are simply teaching these three things. Sambandha means, what is my eternal relationship with Krishna? Abhideya means, how do I act in that understanding that I am the eternal servant of Krishna? And Prayojana means, what is the fruit of surrendering or rendering service to Krishna? And of course, Lord Chaitanya teaches, Prema Pumarto Mahan. The fruit of devotional service is love of God, Krishna Prema. These concern one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sambandha, and the activities of that relationship, Abhideya, as well as the perfection of life, Prayojana. The Lord also described the characteristics of confidential devotees. Text number 104. My dear Sanatan, please now hear about the regulative principles for the execution of devotional service. By this process, one can attain the highest perfection of love of Godhead, which is the most desirable treasure. So before we go to this next section, I would like to sing a short bhajan, and then we'll proceed with today's lesson. So let's do a short bhajan. And we're up to 22 devotees online. Very good. I'll welcome our later comers once we finish this bhajan. Please bear with me as I find an appropriate bhajan to sing that will put me in the mood to continue. As I mentioned earlier, today's program is dedicated for the health and maintenance of Jyoti Amin. Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. I hope you all can sing along where you are. Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma Vandon Mui Sabadhana Mate Vandon Mui Savadhana Mati Jahara Prasadi Bhai Ebhava Toriya Jai Jahara Prasadi Bhai Ebhava Toriya Jai Krishna Prapti Hoy Jaha Hati Krishna Prapti Hoy Jaha Hati Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriyaitya Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriyaitya Arana Koriho Manne Asha Arana Koriho Mane Asha Shri Guru Charane Rati Ese Uttamagati Shri Guru Charane Rati Ese Uttamagati Je Prasade Pure Sarva Asha Je Prasade Pure Sarva Asha Chakudandi Loje Janme Janme Prabhu Se Chakudandi Loje Janme Janme Prabhu Se Divya Gyan Ridde Prakashito Divya Gyan Ridde Prakashito Prema Bhakti Jaha Hoite Avidya Vinasa Jate Prema Bhakti Jaha Hoite Avidya Vinasa Jate Vede Gajahara Charito Vede Gajahara Charito Shri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adamaja Nara Bandhu Shri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adamaja Nara Bandhu Lokanath Lokera Jeevan Lokanath Lokera Jeevan Aha Prabhu Kora Doya Deho More Pada Choya Aha Prabhu Kora Doya Deho More Pada Choya Ebe Jas Gushup Tribhuvan Ebe Jas Gushup Tribhuvan Prabhupada Prabhupad, 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 Gurudev, 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 Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. So now we will continue with our class. Very good. Let me get my tambura all set up. All right, we're studying the 22nd chapter of the Madhya Lila, the process of devotional service. And the subject matter has been Sharanagati, surrender. So now we're entering another section where Lord Chaitanya is going to explain the regulative principles for the execution of devotional service. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Text number 104 of the Madhya Lila, chapter 22. My dear Sanatan, please now hear about the regulative principles for the execution of devotional service. By this process, one can attain the highest perfection of love of Godhead, which is the most desirable treasure. Kriti sadhyat bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana bida nitya sadhisya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyata. When transcendental devotional service, by which love for Krishna is attained and is executed by the senses, it is called sadhana bhakti, or the regulative discharge of devotional service. Such devotion eternally exists within the heart of every living entity. The awakening of this eternal devotion is the potentiality of devotional service in practice. So this is another fundamental, foundational statement. So let's look at it before we go to Prabhupada's purport. Let's digest the translation. So first of all, transcendental devotional service, meaning there is no other intention other than to satisfy Krishna, and the goal is love of Krishna and executed by the senses. So that is, we have this material body. Some people think that the material body is not usable. No, we use the material body, mind and senses to serve Krishna. That was Narada's statement. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam, or Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. With the senses, serve the master of the senses. Bhakti Uchite. That is the definition of bhakti. You have this material body composed of five knowledge acquiring senses, five executive or working senses, and you have the mind, the 11th sense. You use them. We don't deny them. The impersonalists, the Mayavadis, they think the body and the senses are Maya. Therefore, they cannot use them. But in Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, we don't say that the body is Maya in the sense that it is not usable. We use the body, we use the senses to serve Krishna. So here Lord Chaitanya is saying, this is sadhana bhakti, or the regulative discharge of devotional service. Now the next line, Such devotion eternally exists within the heart of every living entity. This is so fundamental. Meaning, Krishna consciousness is not sectarian. It's not just for the Hindus. It is for everybody. Everybody is potentially Krishna conscious. This statement by Lord Chaitanya is so important. Everybody has the potential to serve and surrender to Krishna. With that understanding, you can go out and preach anywhere. Once this is understood, then the devotee knows, I can preach to anyone, it doesn't matter, because everyone has devotional service lying dormant. It's simply a question of how expert I can be in awakening that. That is why Prabhupada came to America. Prabhupada understood this. He knew that you can make Brahmins and devotees and sannyasis even out of the Malechas and the Yavanas. That's why he came to America. It's not just for the Hindus. Everyone can become a devotee because Lord Chaitanya has confirmed it. Such devotion eternally exists within the heart of every, that's the key word, every living entity. The awakening of this eternal devotion is the potentiality of devotional service in practice. That's why we tell everyone, just try chanting. Because if they begin chanting, there is every chance that their Krishna consciousness can be awakened. Let's look at Prabhupada's purport. This verse is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or the Nectar of Devotion. Because living entities are minute atomic parts and parcels of the Lord, devotional service is already present within them in a dormant condition. This reminds me of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse 7. Mamai vangsho jiva loke, mama eva angsha. Krishna says, the living entities are my fragmental parts and parcels. Mama eva angsha. Devotional service begins with shravanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting. When a man is sleeping, he can be awakened by sound vibration. Therefore, every conditioned soul should be given the chance to hear the Hare Krishna mantra chanted by a pure Vaishnava. One who hears the Hare Krishna mantra thus vibrated is awakened to spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. In this way, one's mind gradually becomes purified. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. When the mind is purified, the senses are also purified. Instead of using the senses for sense gratification, the awakened devotee employs the senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is the process by which dormant love for Krishna is awakened. So this is why we go out and preach. This is why we go out and distribute books. This is why we go out and do Harinam. Because we know if they get the book, if they hear the chanting, if they can taste prasadam, there's every good chance that their dormant Krishna consciousness can be awakened. All book distributors know, you are taught when you first go out on book distribution, you don't discriminate. You approach everyone because you don't know. The book distributor does not judge on the bodily concept. No, the book distributor follows in the footsteps of the Panchatattva. Last Sunday, when I gave the Chaitanya Charitamrita class, we read how the members of the Panchatattva indiscriminately distributed Krishna consciousness, not considering who was fit and who was not fit. They just distributed Krishna consciousness. So when we preach, why there are book distribution, prasad distribution, kirtan, it should be indiscriminate. Just distribute, because you don't know, you have no way to calculate who is going to pick it up and who is not. Text number 106. The spiritual activities of hearing, chanting, remembering, and so forth are the natural characteristics of devotional service. The marginal characteristic is that it awakens pure love for Krishna. Now, here comes one of the major axioms of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Udai. Translation: pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of the living entities. It is not something to be gained from any other source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, this love naturally awakens. So here, this verse, even though there's no purport by Prabhupada, he explains this verse over and over and over again throughout his purports. First statement, pure love for Krishna is eternally. Eternally means it's always been there. The soul is eternal, always existed. We learn from Bhagavad Gita, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. Based on that verse from Bhagavad Gita, we know all souls have existed eternally in the past, present, and future. They were never born. We always existed. So similarly, as soon as you accept that the soul has always existed, part and parcel of the soul is this dormant pure love for Krishna. It is not something to be gained from another source. No, it's already there. Now the key part, when the heart is purified by hearing and chanting. That's why Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, Harir Nama Eva Kivalam, simply engage in hearing and chanting. The more you do hearing and chanting, the quicker you're going to develop your love for Krishna. And once your love of Krishna is developed, you'll have no more anxieties. The reason why we have anxieties is because we have not sufficiently awakened our love for Krishna. So therefore, the solution is Harinama. Just do more hearing and chanting. You know that you need to do more hearing and chanting as soon as you realize, oh, I have not developed my love for Krishna. I still have anxiety. But if I've developed my love for Krishna, there'll be no anxiety. So therefore, the solution to all problems is simply to hear and chant more. More, more, more. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Satatam Kirtayanto, that's Krishna. Satayam Kirtayanto Mam. Lord Chaitanya says, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text 108. There are two processes of practical devotional service. One is regulative devotional service, and the other is spontaneous devotional service. Those who have not attained the platform of spontaneous attachment in devotional service render devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master according to the regulative principles mentioned in the revealed scriptures. According to the revealed scriptures, this kind of devotional service is called Vaidhi Bhakti. Purport. In the beginning, one has to hear from a bona fide spiritual master. This is favorable for advancing in devotional service. According to the process, one hears, chants, remembers, and engages in deity worship, acting under the directions of the spiritual master. These are the essential, primary activities of devotional service. Devotional service must not be executed for some material purpose. One should not even have a desire to merge into the Absolute Truth. One has to render such service out of love only. Ahoituki apratihata. That, of course, is from first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotional service must be without ulterior motives. Then material conditions cannot check it. Gradually, one can rise to the platform of spontaneous loving service. There's important. Gradually, one can rise to the platform of spontaneous loving service. But it begins with that devotional service executed under the guidance of a spiritual master. You can't jump there. You cannot jump. It's gradually you'll achieve. A child is sent to school by force to receive an education. But when he gets a little taste of education at an advanced age, he automatically participates and becomes a learned scholar. One cannot force a person to become a scholar, but sometimes force is used in the beginning. A child is forced to go to school and read and write according to the instructions of his teachers. Such is the difference between Vaidhi Bhakti and spontaneous bhakti. Dormant love for Krishna exists in everyone's heart, and it simply has to be awakened by the regulative process of devotional service. One has to learn to use a typewriter by following the regulative principles of the typing book. One has to place his fingers on the keys in such a way in practice. But when one becomes adept, he can type swiftly and correctly without even looking at the keys. Similarly, one has to follow the rules and regulations of devotional service as they are set down by the spiritual master. Then one can come to the point of spontaneous loving service. Again, Prabhupada has repeated it, and I'm underscoring that. I'll repeat that line again. One has to follow the rules and regulations of devotional service as they are set down by the spiritual master. Then one can come to the point of spontaneous loving service. That love is already there within the heart of everyone. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Spontaneous service is not artificial. One simply has to come to that platform by rendering devotional service according to the regulative principles. Thus, one has to practice hearing and chanting and follow the other regulative principles by washing the temple, cleansing oneself, rising early in the morning, attending Mangal Arati, and so on. If one does not come to the platform of spontaneous service in the beginning, he must adopt regulative service according to the instructions of the spiritual master. This regulative service is called Vaidhi Bhakti. Now, both of these, both Vaidhi Bhakti and spontaneous devotional service are still under the general category of sadhana bhakti. Both of those are under sadhana bhakti. But here is the distinction. One is vaidhi, according to the orders of the spiritual master in the scriptures, and the other sadhana bhakti is spontaneous. Text number 110. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Harir Ishwara Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyas Cheshata Bayam. O descendant of Bharat, O Maharaj Parikshit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma, who is the Supreme Controller, and who always removes the miseries of the living entities, must always be heard about from reliable sources, and he must be glorified and remembered by one who wishes to become fearless. At the beginning of this program, for those who came on a little early, I sang the song Bhaja Hure Mana, and the first line of the song, Bhaja Hure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. So by being fixed at the lotus feet, the mind fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, one becomes fearless. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 1, Verse 5. So therefore, this verse was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. It is one's duty to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the hearing process. This is called Shrotavya. If one has heard properly about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his duty is to glorify the Lord and preach his glories. This is called Kirtitavya. When one hears about the Lord and glorifies him, it is natural to think of him. This is called Smartavya. All this must be carried out if one actually wants to be immune from fear. Text number 111. Mukha Bahuru Padibya Purushasya Sramai Saha Chatvaro Jagire Varna Gurnayar Vipradaya Prithak. From the mouth of Brahma, the mimical order has come into existence. Similarly, from his arms, the Kshatriyas have come. From his waist, the Vaishyas have come. And from his legs, the Shudras have come. These four orders and their spiritual counterparts, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, combine to make human society complete. Purport. This verse and the next are quotations from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 5, Verses 2 and 3. This, of course, that section of Bhagavatam is the discussion between Maharaj Nimmi asking questions of the Nava Yogendras, or the nine transcendental sannyasi sons of Lord Rishabhadev, which was related to Vasudev, Krishna's father, by Narada Muni. Yaesham Pudusam Sakshad Atma Prabhavam Ishwaram Na Bhajant Avajananti Stanad Brashta Patanti Yadaha. If one simply maintains an official position in the four varnas and ashrams, but does not worship the Supreme Lord Vishnu, one falls down from his or her puffed up position into a hellish condition. So, verse number 113 is the conclusion of tonight's class. And I'm going to spend a little time with this verse. So before we study the final verse for tonight, I'd like to sing one song.